when the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the next episode in the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. I am Carl Pearce, and today I am talking about the 1972 British horror film called The Asphyx. Now, that is a hilarious title, by the way. Every time I hear The Asphyx, it just sounds ridiculous. But that's what it's known as. So, it's also known as Spirit of the Dead and The Horror of Death. And as I say, it's a British 1972 British film, and it's got stars Robert Stevens and, more importantly, Robert Powell. Now, Robert Powell's quite... he's probably the recognisable one. He was in things like Tommy. He played Jesus in one of the films. I can't remember which one it was. But basically, you know, telling the story of Jesus. But he was also in the 1990s comedy series The Detectives with Jasper Carrot, which I loved as a kid. So he was one of the detectives in that. This is not a comedy at all, though there are funny bits with it being a 1972 British film, British horror film. So it tells a story of scientist Sir Hugo Cunningham, who is a bit of a psychic pioneer, and he studies like psychic phenomena, it says here. And one day he's out at a boating event or having a picnic near a lake, and his son gets killed by accident, he gets knocked on the head and drowns or something along those lines. Now, he was currently filming it at the time, and what he sees when he watches the video back is, as his son was dying, like a sort of a shadowy figure comes next to the body just at the moment of death. So he researches into it, and he finds that when we die, this shadowy figure, which he calls the Asphyx, is basically what kills you and takes your soul away. So he devises a way of being able to trap this Asphyx in this sort of light, in this chamber. Now, if you trap your Asphyx, that means that you can't die. So this is the sort of what he ends up doing. And so eventually he takes it on this, he gets his Asphyx captured and locks it into the basement, and then he decides to get his daughter to capture his daughter's Asphyx so that she can be immortal, as well as his daughter's fiance. But as they're trying to capture the daughter's Asphyx, things go horribly wrong. Now, there's a great scene where she's at a guillotine. Now, what's going to happen is that to get your Asphyx out, you've got to be right at the edge of death, just about to die, and the Asphyx comes along, and that's when you can capture it. And if you capture it, you can then live forever. But what happens is, in the guillotine, just as she's about to go down, the Asphyx escapes. So something goes wrong, basically, and they do capture the Asphyx again, but the guillotine chops her head off. So she's alive, but obviously in two parts, and she can't live with her head. So the scientist, Hugo, he decides to let her Asphyx out so that she can die and not be a head or just a body or whatever it would be. So his daughter's fiance is furious, and you know, it takes a turn for the worst, and the two of them then are immortal, and it's or trying to be immortal, and it tells a story after that. So that is the main bulk of the plot, and I have given a few spoilers away there, but you know what? This film, it was quite enjoyable. It is very, very creepy. The Asphyx, it's a bit like, I don't know how you'd describe it, but it's like a ghost, but like, you know, with sort of flowing arms and flowing fingers and all that sort of thing. The effects are generally good for the 1970s. You know, it's sort of, you can tell it's puppetry, but you know, it looks reasonably good. The acting's well done. It is low budget, you know what I mean? It's a 70s horror film. It's not quite Hammer horror, but it's in that sort of ballpark. That's the sort of thing that you're thinking of here. But yeah, it was an enjoyable. It's on for about an hour and a half, and yeah, it flew by really. It's got this charm to it. As I say, it's very unusual. The name itself is ridiculous, but it was an enjoyable film. There's a little bit of a twist at the end as well. We always got like a good twist in our horror films. But yeah, as I say, the acting's quite well. So Robert Stevens, he plays Hugo Cunningham. He's the main guy. He's the main scientist. Robert Powell plays the daughter's fiance, and then you got Jane Lapater, who plays Christina. She's the daughter, and there's a few other people you probably recognise faces. But yeah, and it was an enjoyable film. It's on Amazon. It was on Amazon Prime when I watched it. I don't know if it's still there. But yeah, I can recommend this, I suppose. It's a bit of a you know, a strange one. It's not one of these campy horrors. A bit like, it's not Chopper Mall, where, you know, it's campy horror and it's self-aware and all that sort of thing. It's done for seriousness. You know, the acting's pretty good. I say the effects are pretty good. It is very low budget. It's British, so it's not, you know, it's not going to set the world alight. But, you know, it was an enjoyable hour and a half when I watched it. So if you like your Hammer horror, if you like your sort of, you know, your 70s horror, Robert Powell's great in it. And the other guy, Robert Stevens, yeah, he's really good as well. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a good film, but you know, don't expect the world from it. It's gonna kill an hour and a half, unless someone captures your Asphyx. You know what I mean? But yeah, so give it a watch. Let us know what you think. I was trying to look at IMDb, but I couldn't quite find it on IMDb. So we'll see how good it is there. But yeah, so let us know what you think in the comments. We're on all the socials: Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can email us, chatflex@hotmail.com, and we'll see you next episode. Take care now. Bye bye.
Now, get ready. The pole's stuck.
Hi! By that branch!
At the first sign of death, it begins a cry of torment that drives the dying mad. The Asphinx. More than a myth. More than a maybe.
A smudge. And another one. Here. And finally, another here.
Gentlemen, what you have seen, what we have recorded, is the soul at the moment it departs the body.
The Asphinx. More than a myth. More than a maybe.
Good grief. I tell you, it saw me.
Here is a man, a minute from death, without a soul, with only one way back, through the secret of the Asphinx.
Train the light on the Asphinx.
The force within you that brings insanity at the instant of death. From birthday to death day, it controls the most terrifying moment of your life. Your death. The Asphinx. The Asphinx. More than a myth. More than a maybe.